broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Kurt Crosby's grabbing breakfast real quick. I got the Eddie the Bombardier Miller with me. This is hour two of two. This is the broadcast for October 25th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Hour two of two. I'm telling you right now, we're talking about Hillary Clinton. She's flat out off the rails, all into this conspiracy theory. Karl Rove rips Hillary Clinton for Tulsi Gabbard conspiracy theory peddling. Just shut up or go away, says Karl Rove. And believe it or not, I don't know that I've ever agreed with Karl on anything. The guy's just an establishment Republican hack himself. But nevertheless, in this case, he's spot on. And I guess Rove was responding to allegations that Hillary Clinton made on a podcast that Russia is fully behind Gabbard and 2016 presidential candidate Jill Stein, and that they're both Russian assets. Over the top, out of her mind, Karl Rove says. And I guess Gabbard has launched what they call a scorched earth social media counterattack on Hillary Clinton. Wow, this is crazy. The queen of warmongers, the embodiment of corruption and personification of flat out evil. This is the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long, Gabbard said in a Friday tweet. It's now clear that this primary event is between you and me, Hillary. Why don't you quit hiding behind your proxies? Join the race directly, Hillary. Let's go on. The rich and the powerful elite are going after me, says Gabbard. And she says, you know what? You need to shut up or toe the line. And so she says, this is actually political payback because she endorsed Bernie Sanders. So Gabbard endorsed Bernie Sanders back in 2016. And she says, Hillary is giving political payback. The idea I was told you, the queen of warmongers, were going to get me and shut me down in the media and ruin my career. And so Tulsi literally said, people warned me in 2016 that my endorsement of Bernie Sanders would be the end of my political career. They said Clinton will never forget. She and her rich, powerful friends, her allies in politics, if you will, they will make sure that you are absolutely destroyed. There's been countless hit pieces of smears about me from your campaign. If they can falsely portray me as a traitor, well, that's the message they're trying to portray, and it's a lie. I mean, even Tulsi, on the same side of the aisle as Clinton, is now striking back quite hard and, in my humble opinion, quite accurately, Eddie.
Amen. You know what? If I was Tulsi, I would point out, hey, sister, I ain't the one that went down the pedophile aisle like you and your boy, Billy Boy Clinton. I mean, we've lost count how many times Bill Clinton went down there sampling the wires on Pedophile Island with Jeffrey Epstein, who's supposed to be dead, but some say he's not. You know what? And the reason the rich and powerful are coming up against Tulsi is because, you know what? The rich and the powerful supporting Hillary, they're just like Hillary. They're spirit-cooking, Satan-worshipping, Pedophile Island traffickers. They're the absolute scum of the earth. They're absolute satanic scum of the earth. That's what Tulsi needs to come out. You know what? I ain't seen no Russians come into this country here and have the Congress vote 435-0 to say, to put a resolution, float a resolution in the Congress saying you can't say anything against Russia. You can't say anything against the Ukraine. It's always you can't say anything against Israel or Jews. So, you know what? I think Tulsi should come out firing. I think she should come out and increase her scorched earth policy, and she should come out and flat out accuse Hillary Clinton's old man of being a sex monger, a whoremonger, a rapist, which he has been, and she should hammer home the trips to Pedophile Island. I mean, how can you possibly have enough hypocrisy in your body to come out and slam somebody like Tulsi? If my recommendation to Tulsi would be completely get away from that stinking Democratic Party. If you want to run something, if you have any Tulsi, if you have any courage, if you have any integrity, any honesty, any decency in your body, get the hell away from that Democratic Party and run as an independent. I mean, you might lose, But you know what? At least you'll be running on a honest campaign, something good, something that's really good, something that's American. Because you know what? The Republican Party, if you want to know the truth, not a hell of a lot better than the Democratic Party, but it's not quite that bad. What do you think about that, Sam?
I think this is critical to understand, and I think your message to Tulsi is exactly right, that you know what? Somebody's got to take off the gloves and expose these criminals for who they really are. And I appreciate Donald calling Hillary a criminal. I appreciate him saying these people are evil and corrupt. I appreciate him saying back on the campaign trail, lock her up. I want due process for Hillary just like I want for everybody else. But I will say this. You know, the problem is they're not hitting back hard enough. So Tulsi's talking about corruption. And she accurately says if they can falsely portray me as a traitor, they can do it to anyone. That's right. Donald's made that point. Now, Gabbard's making that point. That's exactly the message they want to get across to you. That's right. If you stand up against Hillary and the, quote, party power brokers, then you can stand up to the rich and powerful and famous. Well, here's the point. They make the accurate statements, Eddie, but they don't go far enough. When is Donald and when is Tulsi Gabbard literally going to start pushing to arrest Hillary for her crimes? From email scandals to corruption scandals with Jeffrey Epstein to corruption scandals with finance to, we go on and on. But all they do is they rise the level to say she's a bad girl. We don't like her. But they don't rise the level to criminal activity. It's one thing to say, hey, if you go against the power brokers, they'll destroy you. But so far, there's no crime in that. They got to take it to the next level where there's criminal activity, and then they got to say there's got to be accountability for criminal activity. Aren't they falling short and they'll never get the job done with that kind of an idea?
Absolutely. You know, Sam, I would throw one more thing out there too, to Tulsi and the Donald. Stop complaining about the New York Times. Stop complaining about the false media, the lying media. We have some truthful media out here, the Donald. And you know what? It's called Liberty News Radio. It's called Political Cesspool. It's called Blood River Radio. Stop throwing your money away to these and trying to get through these people that are never, ever going to give you a fair shake. Come to the truthful media. Help us like we're trying to help you. You know what? Sam and me, we go to bat for you every stinking day. We put our lives on the line. We put our neck on the line. You know what? How about returning the favor? How about throwing a few dollars our way? How about doing a few of some commercials on Liberty News? How about coming on our show? How about increasing us to people that are really fighting for you tooth and nail? We're fighting for you every single day. That's why, just like I would tell Tulsi, to get the hell away from the Democratic Party and actually get away from the Republican Party, build a true Christian American patriotic party. You don't have to be hardcore as we are, but my God, you don't have to be a Satan worshiping. I mean, anytime you're in bed with the Democratic Party, you're in there with the pedophile, with the Satanist, with the drug peddlers. You're in there with the scum of the earth.
So that's, well, and the problem people don't really realize is these parties are nothing but private organizations. And so if you've got a private organization on the Republican side and the Democratic side that are feuding in their primaries, literally lying about one another, dishonest fake news, no accountability for their peddling of propaganda, etc. But then they select the candidates that you can vote for later at the end. At what point do these private parties become propaganda agents to literally commit election fraud? I mean, if we're hearing false allegations about Tulsi by Hillary, okay, without them being proven, without filing evidence of claims, etc., at what point do you say we've gone beyond libel and slander? We've now committed election fraud because the people don't vote for Tulsi now because they think Representative Tulsi Gabbard is some kind of a Russian agent or whatever. Isn't it election fraud to make an allegation like that from the get-go without the evidence and then literally have that spill into the elections and have it influence and change votes? Am I pushing this too far, Eddie, or is this right?
You're on there like a bloodhound, Sam. You're on there. You know, and I maybe kind of hammer this point in the ground. Tulsi needs to come out and say, hey, you've made all these accusations about me being a Russian agent. You know, You can't prove that. Where? Show me the proof. Show me the proof. Show me the proof. I can prove that your husband, Bill Clinton, has been to Pedophile Island. The documentations are out there. We can prove when your husband was the stinking governor of Arkansas, that they're running drugs in and out of Mena, Arkansas. That's documented from here to here, right and back. We have all this. She needs to come out. She doesn't even need this threatening. She needs to come out, Sam, and go on the news media and show these. If they would let her, they probably wouldn't let her. But she needs to try and bring the documentation showing, proving that Bill Clinton made all these trips to Pedophile Island, that he raped that woman in Arkansas.
But hold on. Here's the message they'll push. They'll just simply say, hey, Tulsi Gabbard is whatever, and as long as the mainstream press sticks to their guns, you and I don't have enough clout to prevent them from painting the narrative as dishonest, as immoral, as fake news, or as even bordering, you know, libel and slander. You know, there's nothing you can do, and the media decides that's going to be their narrative. Now, folks like us at Liberty News Radio, many others are working on changing that narrative. They used to be able to get away with their narrative with impunity. Now they get called on the carpet, and a lot of people are getting educated. They don't know what to do with us, so they attack us too. But the point is, as long as we allow the mainstream press to have their narrative, they're unstoppable, Eddie, because the truth just doesn't matter.
You know, Sam, when are these – let me ask you this question. I'm going to go back, maybe kicking a dead horse. When are these politicians, like the Donald even, they look at us, they look at Liberty News, and, you know, my little show, like it's a little dinky show. Yes, it might be a little dinky show to you right now, but if you were to come and help us out and quit trying to go to these people, quit kowtowing and bowing down and try to get a fair share, trying to get them to throw you a few crumbs, when you could be treated like royalty. By royalty, I mean we'd be treated like decent human beings. We wouldn't lie for you, but we would tell the truth. If you want some true news, I don't understand, Sam, why they are they ever going to come over to our stations like ours, Sam, like Liberty News, Sam?
Masses never will. We're not looking for the masses. We're calling out the elite. We're calling out the elect. We're calling out who are pure in heart and uniquely understand the sacred mission of our nation. And that will never be and never has been the masses. If you don't believe me, look at the American Revolution, friends. History does.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, live and on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. I am Sam Bushman. So we're talking about this big battle going on. It's just amazing what's going on here. We really need to understand what's happening. Final tidbit on that. You wanted to talk about Judges 7, Eddie?
Yes, Judges 7. Sam mentioned that I asked him, when are we going to get the people to come over to our news system, you know, Liberty News. When are we going to do it? And Sam replied, the masses will never follow. That's what I've already said. That's what on our website. We're not after the masses. We know we'll never win the masses. We're after the hardcore of the hard right. And when I say hard right, I mean hard truth tellers. I don't mean any combative thing. I mean people that are following the truth. And also, I like me and Sam were talking about, God never worked through the masses. God always used the simple to compound the wise, the weak to compound the strong. What was that passage?
Judges. Sam? 7 is the chapter. It's about Gideon's army, right?
Judges 7, Gideon's army. When Gideon's choke came up for the battle, he had, I'll say, 100,000. God said, no, I don't need that many. He said, okay, 50,000, 25,000. In the end, I think Gideon only used an army of 300 soldiers to defeat an army of thousands and thousands. God's strength and God's magnificence is magnified through the simplicity, through weakness. I mean, anybody can take, like, John Wayne and go out and beat Barney Fife. There's no glory there. You know that you get the message there. So yes, and we may not be able to get the masses, Sam, and you know this as well as I do, but we're going to serve God Almighty until our last breath. We're not commanded to win. We're commanded to stay here and fight. And that's what we're going to do, Sam.
Roger that. All right, next interesting story. I don't know if you know, but do you know much about the University of North Carolina at Charlotte? You familiar with that group?
No.
All right, well, it's a big college over there in North Carolina, buddy.
Yeah, University of North Carolina.
Right. You know how many people they have at that school?
If I had to guess, I'd say 35,000.
Oh, you're so close. 30,000 enrolled students, okay? So they hosted this white privilege workshop. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, man. The page describing the event is understanding the implications of white privilege and whiteness engaging in anti-racial practices and stuff like that. They were holding it for graduate and undergraduate students that wanted to have conversation about race and everything else. So 30,000 people at this school, and they held this white privilege workshop. Do you know how many people showed up?
10?
9. You're so close, but you even overestimated, Eddie. 9 people showed up despite 30,000 people enrolled in the school. Now, believe it or not, not even all 9 of them were literally the students that you're thinking about in support of this thing. All right. I guess the total number of students in the audience was 9. But students were, 2 of them were journalists, not even there to pretend or intend to participate. They were there to document. So there was really 7 that were there. Now, there was 2 people there. When they talked, the journalists talked to them, 2 people said, I don't really care, I just needed extra credit. So now you're down to 5 people. And they want to dismantle white organizational culture, they claim. And so they, got attacked over the flag. They had all this big old hullabaloo. I just find this fascinating. So like 5 people attended this thing. When you take out the 2 journalists and the 2 that were there only for extra credit, they didn't really care. You got 5 people in this thing, man. I look at it and go, what? Now, I don't even know how to respond to this whole thing except for 30,000 people and literally 9 people there and only 5 that were really there for the real cause. This just goes to show the mainstream press manufactures this divide, this hate, this white privilege idea. I don't fall for the white privilege lie. Now, I'm sorry if anybody in the world, any of God's children, treated any other of God's children wrongfully. I don't care if it's male, female. I don't care if it's black, white. I don't care what it is. If you treat another child of God wrongfully, shame on you for doing it. We need to be kind and respectful to one another. But at the same time, I'm not going to fall for this white privilege lie. The fact that I've been blessed as a white person with finance or opportunity or whatever, the goal is not to bring me down, ladies and gentlemen. The goal would be to allow opportunity for all. And how do we do that? And the answer is less government, more Christians, because Christianity breeds this idea that we care about one another. I mean, after all, I am my brother's keeper, teaches the Christians. Love thy neighbor as thyself teaches the Christians. So the guidelines really are on the Christian religion to say, hey, the only way we're going to help others is if we lift others up. We don't need to bring some down. We don't need to put the collar on the white man and say, hey, you know, you're going to have payback for slavery. What we need to do is say, how do we have opportunity for all? And the answer is we act like this is a single pie, that if I get a bigger piece, then by default, Eddie's piece is smaller. That's the lie. The fact is, we can bring other people up by our kindness, by our love, by our charity, by our, okay, and that these government schools with our tax dollars are peddling this propaganda, literally fomenting this divide, and the people aren't there. The people don't even care. The people don't want any part of it. The people don't even see it in their lives. Okay, they don't agree with it at all. But literally, North Carolina at Charlotte, the University of North Carolina, held a white privilege workshop, man. And literally, there were only like five people there for the real cause out of 30,000 students, Eddie.
I wonder if the dean of the university was there. I'd like to find that out. Sam, you nailed it, son. What you were talking about, what the Bible says, the Bible spells it out. The philosophy you just put forth, the Bible talks about it. Spells it out, stamps it as right, and so does this little document called the Declaration of Independence, when it says, you know, that it is self-evident, you know, that all men were created equal under the law, and then we have the rights of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, pursuit of property. What we should do is what Sam says, get the government off our back, no one should be forced to donate. If you don't want to get a charity, fine. If you don't want to help somebody out of a burning house, you should not be forced to, I don't guess. But you know what? Everybody, if you were left to your own wherewithal, your own devices, and get the, like I said, government off your back, and let each person achieve the best they can possibly be. I could never be a fighter pilot. I could never be a basketball player. But I can be, you know, I can train dogs. I can raise kids. I can run pretty good. You know, Sam was a genius at electronics. I could never be that. Sam might not could run a marathon. But everybody, you know, and also equality is relevant.
But I will say this, though. If I trained to run a marathon, I could run a marathon. And one of the things we need to make sure, we all have talents, as you wisely point out. But we got to remember, too, you know what? There's nothing we can't do if we set our mind to it. Now, I know there's limitations for everybody. When I say there's nothing you can't do, what I mean is you can conquer a lot with a desire to study and hard work. And, you know, you can overcome a lot now. And one of these days, I might just challenge Eddie for a marathon and beat him. How's that?
I'll tell you what, Sam. I could have you run a marathon in a year. I know I can coach, man. You would not believe how well I can be. I've been to every stinking workshop they've got. I know all there is to know. If I could just run, if my running ability was equal to my running knowledge, I would be a world record holder. But you're right, Sam. You know, we all have certain talents, you know, a certain physical limitations, but we can all be the best at something. We don't need, you know, a nation of 300 million watchmakers. We don't need a nation of 300 million basketball players. What we need is a nation of everybody doing what they can do, what they love. Everybody loves. Some people don't even like running marathons. Some people like making watches. But, you know, and God knew that. That's why God gave people different sizes, different talents, different limitations. And you can overcome. You know what? Sometimes, Sam, and you well know, that a limitation can make you stronger. God gives people limitations to make them work and overcome everything. You know, everything. Romans 8:28 says, and just to paraphrase it, that everything done to you that you think's been afflicted upon you by God or what nature, whatever,
you've been wronged, if you will.
You know, you're just there for your own good. My limitations that I've got, it's got me out of a mental hospital. It's got me off most of my blood pressure medicine. You know, I guess I'm going down a rabbit trail there.
And right? I didn't think there was anything to get you out of the mental hospital, Eddie. So I'm just saying.
I'm almost out. They got me on furlough today, man.
They let you out under Kurt's watch.
That's right. That's right, man. By the way, I want to thank you, Sam, so much. I'm so excited. I get really wound up. I want to thank Sam for bringing me on this show. I'm having just a wonderful, wonderful time. Believe it or not, I've even learned what goes wrong with our show sometimes by watching Sam. You would not believe how smart this dude is. He is the smartest of the smart. I'd like to throw a thing out there to my little tiny brother, too, James Edwards. I was talking to James the other day. Long time ago, I was a lot younger than I am now. I'll make this real quick, Sam. James had this little radio show out in the bean field out on the Whiff River Bottoms with snakes and wasps in the place. He said, hey, man, would you like to come in and be on the radio show? I said, well, I guess so. And, you know, it's amazing how God works in strange ways like that, Sam. Were it not for me meeting Sam, I mean, meeting James at a political rally one time years and years ago before he even knew Danny.
By the way, just so you know, I met Kurt at a political rally, or a political rally, too. Same scenario brought us all together, ladies and gentlemen.
It certainly did.
The sacred cause, holding the moral high ground, standing in a valiant stand for the sacred cause of liberty. That's who we are. That's what we do. That's what we're all about, and we're not about to quit. How do you like them apples? Hillary or not, she can try to destroy me, but you know what? I'm pretty scrappy. Liberty Roundtable live on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around a dozen wildfires are blazing across California. In the northern part of the state, the Kincade Fire that broke out Wednesday has been eating up land at a rapid pace.
Currently, the fire stands at 16,000 acres. We have made 5% containment. We do have 49 structures confirmed destroyed.
CAL FIRE's Mike Park says evacuation orders for as many as 2,000 residents remain in effect. Longtime Congressman Elijah Cummings will be laid to rest in Baltimore this morning, a funeral service getting underway shortly. It will include remarks from former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, as well as Hillary Rodham Clinton and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A new deal between GM and the UAW is expected to be approved in a vote that wraps up later today. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard has announced she will not seek re-election to her House seat, but she's released a video statement saying that she will continue her presidential campaign.
I've always...
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is getting some support for a resolution he's authored that condemns the House impeachment inquiry against President Trump. The South Carolina Republican introducing the resolution that slams the inquiry for its secret.
All right. Happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. We're supposed to be talking about something. But when you deal with Eddie Miller, you don't know what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about? It's like porch talk on... I don't know. Old people can't remember. I don't know what's going on. We're talking about Tulsi Gabbard, ladies and gentlemen. If they can falsely portray me as a traitor, they can do that to anyone. If you stand up to Hillary Clinton and the party power brokers, if you stand up to the rich and the powerful elite and the war machine, they will destroy you and discredit your message, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line. And I bring that up because when we talk about this University of North Carolina thing, if I stand up against it, if I tell you how bogus it is and how they're trying to just use academia to pervert the message and to divide the people, and I bring this up, then they'll just tell you how, man, you can't carry Liberty Roundtable on your radio station, because, man, these people are unhinged. These people are terrorists. These people are racists. These people are, and they go on and on. We have got to, if we're ever going to turn America around, which I do not believe we'll be able to do, if we're ever going to make a difference, then the way we're going to do it is through truth to power. And that what that means is that we got to be able to tell the truth, and it's got to hit enough of the American people's ears. I'm guessing 3%. That's how they made the revolution happen. And I'm saying that's what it's going to take again. We got to get that. We got to have enough clout, enough narrative to get to those people. And if we do, I think we can make the difference. Without that, I don't think we're there. And it takes money. It takes time. It takes efforts. And we're all about it, as we mentioned before. But I bring this up, Eddie, because a lot of people believe that, hey, stick a fork in it. The fat lady's already sung. America's toast. Give up the ghost, kind of a thing. And I don't buy that narrative. Let's talk about that, because people are saying, hey, we've tried everything we can try. Let's just throw down the revolution right now. You want to speak to that?
Several points you made, Sam. First of all, Sam, you're right. If anytime you try to fight corruption nowadays, and we know the government of the United States is so corrupt. I think Sam's right. I believe our government's probably too far gone. I don't think our government, as it exists right now, can be rehabilitated. I think how it could be, now, if we got a grassroots revolution, similar to the revolution that the Donald got when he started running for president, only he didn't carry it far enough. He got too many Zionists in there, too many non-Christians in his, and too many enemies, flat-out enemies that hate his own people are hating him and thwarting him every way. We would have to, we the people, grassroots would have to get together and throw all these clowns out. Like Jacob says, we live in a clown world. We need to throw them out and get on good, honest, God-fearing people as our representatives, starting from the county level, state level, and the fed level. That how you can do it, I don't know. I don't think that could be done, but that would do it. But second point, these people, you try to expose corruption. Look at the Donald right now. The Donald right now is very on thin ice. I'm thinking he probably would be impeached. By the Congress, whether or not the Senate will throw him out, I don't know. But why is he being impeached? Because he came after corruption. He maybe he went about the wrong way. I don't know. But he knows for sure that Hunter Biden, the son of Joseph Biden, was over here in the Ukraine running amongst just one corrupt company he was involved with in corruption. They know that Hunter Biden went after a prosecutor over there in Ukraine. Well, he was the vice president of the United States and he had the prosecutor fired. We know that Hunter Biden had $900,000 he milked out of the Ukrainian government, contributed to Joseph Biden's campaign. We know that. That is corrupt. Biden should be in prison. Hunter Biden should be in prison. The Hines guy, who's Hunter Biden's partner, they should all be in prison. But instead of that, no, they're not going after those guys. They're going after the Donald, because he tried to point out corruption. If they could come after the president, if they can talk about putting him in prison, they can talk about putting Sam in prison, me in prison, Kurt in prison, anybody that comes after corruption, especially when you're fooling with Hillary, when you're fooling with Hillary Clinton, the Clintons, you better really be careful, because they don't just come after you and try to put you in jail. They put you in the ground. They kill you. That's for sure. And
By the way, I hate it when that happens.
Amen, buddy.
Hey, so will we have another American Revolution? Will America have another Civil War? Do you think it'll be a Civil War? Do you think it'll be a revolution? What do you think is going to happen? And the reason that I ask you this question is because no nation has ever turned its back on God, as we seem to be just as a nation wholesale doing, without having a revolution or without having a war of some kind.
Sam, I think you might have nailed something. Something just came to me. Maybe, just maybe, God wants a revolution. Maybe he wants the 3% talking that Sam's talking about. Maybe he wants that 3% Sam's talking about to lead what's left of the righteous people. The Pastor Tom Robb would say the sheep. I don't really belong to the sheep mentality. I think all men should stand up as men, not sheep. But maybe we're going to have to. Maybe it's going to have to take a revolution to clean out this snake pit we have in Washington D.C. Even in the snake pit we have in the state houses. Maybe that's what's going to take, Sam, because I don't see a peaceable solution right now that we can vote. I don't think we can vote our way out of this mess, Sam, because you mentioned earlier.
So do you predict revolution? Do you predict civil war? What do you think is going to happen?
Yes, I tell you, put it this way. I predict if we're going to rehab this government, yes, it's definitely going to take a revolution. If we get a revolution, it's going to be a civil war. I think that's what it's going to take.
So you're saying both. A revolution will lead to civil war.
Yes, I think Revolution was lead to Civil War. Definitely did.
And is it going
to
be the South against the North? What do you think it will be? The battle lines, blue states, red states. What do you?
I think it's going to be, in a way, worse than that. I think it's going to be nationwide, city by city, county by county, hamlet by hamlet. It's going to be brother against brother. Yes, almost that, as far as neighborhood against neighborhood.
Well, then you better be on the right side of the war, or I'll have to take you out, Eddie. So let's sure that you're, you know. And by the way, let's be very, very clear on your radio to all you naysaying thugs that are going to peddle dishonest news, immoral news, fake news, whatever term you want to use for it. Be very clear. I am not saying that I want a revolution. I am not saying that I want a civil war. I pray that neither of those happen with every fiber of my being. But I also understand reality. When you turn your back on God as a nation, as we're doing, you will have nothing but trouble. You will have war. You will have bloodshed. You will have anger. You will have revilings. You will have all these things that I pray we avoid. And that's why I have a clarion call to return to God, each of us, to repent as individuals, to lead our families in righteousness with one man, one woman marriages, welcoming children into those God-ordained relationships, and keeping the commandments of God. Self-governed individuals don't need every level of government. The Ten Commandments shall suffice for a moral people.
Amen.
And so I'm not saying in any way that I want a war or that I support a revolution. I do not. In fact, I'm the guy that says we reject revolution and we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the
Amen.
Earth. Now, if you thugs are going to quote anything from me, that's what you need to quote. Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable Live, the Liberty News Radio Network, all that I'm involved with, I'm telling you right now, we reject revolution and we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Now, the only question is, will the thugs let us do that?
Sam, I got to say this. I want to go on record, too. Listen, I have seen.
I pray they do. I predict they won't. They won't let go of power easily, folks. Do not be fooled.
I've seen war. It you cannot imagine how horrible war is. You have no idea. Just have burning flesh in your nostrils to see people who used to be a person but has been burnt to nothing but a cinder. And that's nothing compared to. I was on the winning side, so to speak. That's nothing compared to a civil war in the country. You have no idea the hell. I pray God. I'd rather go into a snake pit than have this country go into a civil war, into a revolution. But I'm just saying, I'm with Sam, too. I think that's where we're going.
A house divided against itself cannot stand. Hey, is Kurt still here? All right, let's get Kurt on the radio. I want to get Kurt's take on this. Are we going to have a revolution? Will we have another revolution? Will we have another civil war in America, Kurt? What do you say? I'm predicting we will. I pray that we do not. But I just don't see how you can avoid war when you don't follow God's laws as a nation. War just comes with that kind of a following of Satan, if you will.
Well, if you look at it right now, don't we have, I guess you can call them skirmishes, small battles, wars within our nation's boundaries at this time? It seems like
Charlottesville comes to mind, but yes, sir.
Well, and of course, maybe not the ones, you know, like you see bombs being lobbed, or, you know, grenades or whatever, but what about all the battles in the courts, the battles for public opinion, the ongoing unrest, if you will, throughout our country? It just seems like you know, there's this contention amongst the different sides, the groups, and you know, there's I mean, I saw a thing just lately. You'd think at a basketball game, everybody could kind of, I guess you could say, get along sort of peacefully, but
I almost, you know, got me.
But I mean, LeBron, I guess, was recently filmed at some deal where they're singing the national anthem, and, you know, he didn't want to, you know, hold on any longer. He just kind of stormed off and said, hey, let's go. And he didn't want to wait for the end of the national anthem even. Of course, I guess some of the commenters saw.
Maybe LeBron should play overseas, huh?
They thought maybe he'd be happier in China.
There you go. He can just play overseas. That's all I'm talking about. Thanks, LeBron. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, buddy. Have a good one. All right, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. I'm Sam. I got Eddie Miller and Kurt Crosby with me, man. We got a couple of quick stories to bounce off you, too. Kurt brought them to the attention. Judicial Watch reporting some details. We'll get your takes in seconds on your radio.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press
has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. defendapatriot.com.
Indeed, live from Tennessee, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby got Eddie the Bombardier Miller with us. Just so you know, his show is every Saturday afternoon. It's called Blood River Radio. Live on your radio, bloodriverradio.com, and then archived there as well. Check it out. Great show. Talking about a lot of interesting things most folks don't have the guts to talk about. I'll tell you that right now. All right, Kurt Cosby's with me, too. Judicial Watch in the news, Kurt. AP reporters conspired with the Department of Justice against Paul Manafort, says the headline. Break it down. We'll talk about it.
Well, the word conspire, Sam, isn't that pretty close to conspiracy?
Yeah, so now conspiracy theory becomes conspiracy fact. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, it sure looks like it. So you've got the AP, that's the Associated Press, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, the biggest news clearinghouse in the country, bar none.
And probably wherever you live, you've got somebody that's part of the Associated Press, maybe your little paper, maybe your little radio station, your TV station or whatever, and they think, wow, we're part of the Associated Press. And so they're, you know, pretty much part of this whole, you know, I mean, the story does say conspire, right, Sam?
Yeah, but I'm not part of the AP, so I wasn't involved in the conspiracy.
Well, I know, but there's this conspiracy that goes across America. And the way it works, ladies and gentlemen, is these guys pick and choose the stories that they think they want to promote. Now, it's true that Sam and I, you know, I guess you could say we... and, you know, the Bombardier as well, we conspire. In other words, we look and say, hey, what's good for God, family, and country? And then we bring that to you. Now, if you look at
we publish that from the rooftops, the best of our ability, that's for sure.
That's right. If you look at the way the Associated Press and who was the other one conspiring together with them? But anyway, I mean, the way they conspire is pretty much the opposite of the way we conspire, or their conspiracy and our conspiracy, because, you know, they're promoting, if you ask me, they're promoting all the wrong things, Sam, as far as I can see. I'll check the door while you do that.
News, you got the Associated Press, the biggest news service in the country, Eddie, literally conspiring with the Justice Department against Paul Manafort. Now, I believe Paul to be part of the swamp, so I'm not defending Paul Manafort. But I am defending the right to due process for everybody. And you got the AP in bed with the Justice Department, the AP and the DOJ, the biggest media, and what? The core of the United States government in bed together against Paul Manafort. The poor guy has no chance at due process, has no chance. for any opportunities in this kind of a scenario, Eddie?
You know, I could go back. I don't know how you have this, the First Amendment. This is in the rabbit trail, believe it or not. We have the First Amendment, you know, says freedom of press. But, you know, Sam, just how far does the freedom of press go? Does it give you the right to tell lies, to have a conspiracy against people like that, to conspire against Paul Manafort? I say no. I say it doesn't. And, you know, the Donald, since he's been in office as the president, he's been talking about the fake news, the false news, since day one since he was in there. So I don't know if the what the Constitution, if it gives the president the power, probably doesn't. But there should be, I need to go back and reread the Constitution, but there's got to be some type of remedy, some legal remedy, peaceful remedy, to go and punish these people for spreading these lies, conspiring to do a person for harm like Paul Manafort. There's got to be at least some type of civil lawsuits people could bring against this false news. And I'll tell you what, the best thing we could do right now, Sam, is to preach, and I hope Brenda doesn't get too mad at me, but she watches the fake news all the time, and I'll try to steer her clear from that, and I'll say, listen, every time someone turns on the radio, you turn on the TV, you buy a fake news newspaper, you know you're helping these people. Like Kurt brought up earlier in the first hour, that the Donald, after, and Sam commented on the story that Kurt brought up, that the Donald still has the New York Times, and I believe with the Washington Week, some other Washington Post, two of the biggest lying media outlets there is in the entire planet. He still has them coming to the White House. He should have gotten rid of them from day one. People, you should get rid of them people from day one. That's the least we can do. You know, there's got to be some kind of way to stop them from lying. I'm not a lawyer, but we need to research that. We don't have the money to hire a lawyer, of course. But that's where I would say, get rid of it. Stop buying their magazines. Stop listening to their stinking TV shows.
Now, Judicial Watch is the one that has exposed this, and they are attorneys. But again, this is where I kind of push the point. A lot of people tell the truth about the problems. Not a lot of people push hard to the solutions. So Judicial Watch doesn't really do much about this. In other words, if Judicial Watch finds the AP in bed with the Justice Department literally peddling a conspiring effort to derail innocence until proven guilty kind of thing, in other words, literally jettisoning due process, at some point someone needs to push to prosecution, for crying out loud. That should be the new phrase, push to prosecution. And no one's doing it, man. I'm the only one really doubling down and highlighting this as far as I know. Not many other people are doing so, but we better switch gears. This is getting too hot in the kitchen here. Got to just kind of chill out with some mellowed out news, right? You got to just chill out a little bit now, Eddie Bombardier. I guess they're trying to have Apple manufacture the iPhones in India now. What do you think of that? You want an Indian iPhone there, buddy?
I think I could do without an Indian iPhone. That's another pet peeve of mine, Sam.
Remember that song, I'm an Indian Outlaw? It'd be like, I got an Indian iPhone. Me and my Chaka or whatever it is, and we can just do it, right?
Yeah, I almost forgot about that.
My baby's a Chippewa, ha ha. She's got an iPhone 11.
Sam, I'll tell you what, you and Lee are the karaoke kings. That's for sure. We got to get y'all karaoke. We got to have a whole show on karaoke, you and Lee karaoke sometime.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, that's my pet peeve is, you know, this so-called
drag me around with my headband. That's your, what do they call them, skull candy headset tied to your iPhone? You know, come on. Anyway, I find that interesting. I want to get your take on it, then I want to get Kurt's take before the end of the hour, though. Idea that we're making the highest of electronics in some of the poorest of countries. Now, I'm not downing the people in India. Many of them are incredibly educated. The manufacturing over there is very inexpensive because people work for, you know, very little. They live in very humble conditions, et cetera, et cetera. But what are we doing in a nation? We should know that a nation without manufacturing is a nation that never was. A nation without agriculture is a nation that never was. Now, when we had manufacturing, when we had agriculture, we were a true up and growing, the greatest economic engine the world has ever known. Now we've jettisoned all that. Why would we go from, what, China to India to make the iPhone? Now, I don't know what Donald's doing about it, but again, these trade wars, they're just the beginnings of real wars. First it starts with money, and then it starts to involve people, and it goes south from there. Your response, Eddie, and then pass it to Kurt real quick before the end of the hour.
You know, Lee and I have talked about this numerous times. I wish Lee was here to chime in. But yes, well, call me a conspiracy theorist if you will, but I'm a conspiracy factual, a factoid. Part of the what's that professor we were always talking about? Him, Stanford University School of Foreign Affairs. Anthony Sutton. Anthony Sutton talked about this in his just many volumes of the great that he entitled "The Greatest Money the Enemy Can Money Can Buy." Anyway, the whole idea from farming out iPhones, automobiles, egg beaters, lawnmowers, you know, light industry products, heavy industry products. The end game of this is to completely do. They've done what they intended to do. Same mission. Our agriculture has been hurt in this country. We have no industrial base. Memphis is a rust bucket. Detroit is a rust bucket. Chicago, all the great, former great industrial cities in the United States were rust buckets. And that's been done by design. It's been done by design. We took cities where people could go to work with just a high school education, maybe not even a high school education, but you could go if you wanted to work hard for some company, you could have a nice living. They wanted to destroy that. They wanted to make everybody in the world equal. Equally poor and destitute. That's the whole end game there. And yeah, that's right. That's why they go to these companies. These it's so bad, Kurt and Sam. I've heard it's so bad in Red China, and it is, and I call it red because they're hardcore communists, that they have nets around apartment houses. They have people forced living conditions where they have to be forced to living in these apartments, forced to work, you know, 14, 16 hours a day for peanuts. And it's so bad that the Chinese were committing suicide by jumping out of windows. They had to put nets around there to keep jumping out. That's what we want. That's when people go to Walmart and you save a few pennies on an iPhone or something. That's what you're doing. You're backstabbing your own fellow American worker in the country. And I'll close with this. If you want Americans to take care of everybody in the whole world, to send endless amounts of refugees, how are we going to do it if we're broke?
I think the way you ought to find out about that is just go down there to California, get down there on Skid Row and just have a pile of money in your hand and just, you know, let the people walk by and you start handing them out and how long till you're broke. And that ought to typify the reality check in about 5 seconds. Speaking of the, Kurt would say, you know, if things that you guys highlight this and what's going on and all this stuff, Kurt would say, other than that, it's not so bad, right, Kurt?
No, that's a great point, Sam. I mean, but when I look at this whole thing, and I appreciated Eddie's comments, I mean, we are here in Memphis, and, you know, when you drive around and stuff, you see, you know, kind of at least evidences of America's greater past. You know, in my opinion, we can change that. And I think this is part of that with the president's push. You know, we're talking about the story where that says that Apple is moving some of its, manufacturing of iPhones to India. I think one of the key things that you're seeing, Sam, is they're moving from China because of the president's moves on the whole tariff things there. And as far as I know, I mean, we know of the Chinese gulags, if you will, or the slaves that they basically employ there, and you know how
I thought we ended slavery, Kurt. I thought that was like yesteryear,
but we don't really talk about this, Sam, here in America because, of course, like the NBA, so many other big enterprises make huge money off the communist Chinese and their maltreatment of their citizenry. But at least in India, as far as I know, the people are, you know, at least better treated, and communism doesn't reign in India. And so I think at least it's a step in the right direction. And I'm, you know, also reminded about your thoughts, Sam, about, well, what if we just made the different things that we need where we are? Wouldn't we have a whole lot less transportation costs? And
yeah, the environmentalists should be helping with this, but somehow those folks can't talk. I guess they cat got their tongue or something.
That's exactly right, Sam. Good point.
Kitty cats all running around getting the tongues of all those folks. Where are the women folks when all the babies are being murdered? Where are the women folks when, you know, all this stuff? It's just, it's amazing. The double standards in our society are out of control. But again, we're going to stand nobly, boldly, and independent in the culture war, ladies and gentlemen. That's who we are. That's what we do. We're going to be true to the cause. We're going to work at it. And if you believe our efforts are worthy, then donate today. Now, you're not supporting my family. I got a day job for that. All right? You want to learn about my day job? You need IT services? That's who I am. That's what I do. Call me. We'll talk about it. You set up and make you a client, and, hey, you can get incredible IT services, and I can actually feed my family. That's what I do during the day. Then I jump on the radio. Kurt Crosby, Eddie was a nurse. Now he's jumping on the radio. Kurt Crosby was a dairy herd nutritionist. Now he sells raw honey. By the way, localhoneyman.com is where you get raw honey delivered to your door. He was talking to some people last night that we were working with and eating dinner with and stuff about raw honey. I'm telling you, it's tremendous stuff. It's really amazing. localhoneyman.com is where you learn more. So we all have day jobs is the point. We're not begging for your money to feed our families because we won't work. That's not it. We do need your money to expand our presence in the media, though, and it's very, very, very expensive. I put my money where my mouth is, and I hope you will do the same. LibertyRoundtable.com. For Palmadier Eddie Miller, broadcasting live from Tennessee, I'm Sam Bushman. Kirk Cosby's with me, and we all say to you this. We believe in America. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. God save the Republic of the United States of America.